used to, I started years ago with Professor Alex Dodu. We used to do festive pharmaceuticals. All the trouble you could get into with your medicines over Christmas. But heart and oral health. Is there a case? I like calling you Doc Novishi. Is there a case to be concerned? Is there anything that's going to change with regard to how I observe and maintain my oral hygiene during Christmas?
Oh, yes. There's actually so much. And there's really unequivocal evidence to show that during festive periods, and in particular Christmas, oral hygiene significantly reduces. There's an increased risk of trauma. The way that we eat all goes haywire. And also, we are
more aware
that even after the Christmas season, it takes probably about 5 to 8 weeks for people's oral hygiene and their routines to settle. And it's in the word routine. Everybody's routine appears to go skelter. And that is the principal cause of what causes this marked deviation and decrease in oral hygiene.
Okay. So it goes crazy, haywire.
Yes.
Okay. I had hoped you were speaking for yourself, but you are, qualified to know what you're talking about. So you're saying during these periods, there's disruption in routine, the big R there, routine, right? So you are assuming that the average Ghanaian listening to us has a routine already.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if they have one, it's likely to be impacted by what's going on around them this time of year.
Yes. I mean, very simply, if you look at school children, usually they're going to wake up at a certain time. They're going to brush their teeth, have breakfast, be out of the door at a certain time. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, school is out and they can be still in pajamas, etc., up to 9 o'clock, 10 a.m.
Okay.
The brushing, the bathing, everything has gone astray.
Okay.
And then on top of that, because of the festive season, all of the sodas, all of the biscuits, all of the cakes, all of the goodies are just flowing in the house.
Free.
And available to them.
Okay.
So the combination of lack of routine, the combination of increased sugary foods, mm-hmm. as well as less structure, means that this is a real combination for a significant demise of oral hygiene in particular, but also diet. And really, we have a recipe where decay and destruction within the oral cavity can run rampant.
Okay, you heard that. It wasn't me. It was the qualified consultant orthodontist, lead clinician at Platinum. Let me leave that Platinum. She has a Christmas tree right behind her, but she's saying, Chale, Christmas may be a curse for oral hygiene unless you're observing certain things. We're doing do's and don'ts for you this Christmas. We want you to have and maintain a healthy heart and mouth for a December to remember. If you have any confessions, testimonies, injunctions to place on my guests, you may do so by WhatsApp 055-1111-997. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Right. Dr. Bo, the case according to the cardiologist, is there any case that, well, whether I am identified or not with a respiratory or heart condition, my situation may be compromised at this time of year?
Oh, yeah.
And I love your cap.
Thank you.
Right. It doesn't affect your heart.
Yeah. Christmas is a time where, like Doc said, you know, people drop their guards.
Okay.
A lot, because they are in a festive season, mm-hmm. and to them it's like, oh, it's just a short period, let me indulge for a while.
Okay.
You know, after that I go back to my usual routine of trying to stay healthy.
That word indulge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
And it allows for people to consume a lot of unhealthy foods.
Okay.
You know, heavy alcohol consumption also mm-hmm. predominates, and there is, you know, well, it depends on the level of activity of the person, but mm-hmm. most because it's a holiday period, there's much less activity in terms of physical activities that will encourage heart health.
Okay.
You know, and because people also travel, you know, some to celebrate the Christmas elsewhere, apart from their home turfs, those on medications may forget to take enough, you know, medications along with them.
Right.
And the end result is that they've gone, they've celebrated, they've run out of drugs, and then now trouble starts staring at them.
So not only are they missing medication, they are also mixing medication with all sorts of stuff. They are not exercising, right? And maybe they're probably not vigilant with regard to their numbers. You know, we've done a program, Know Your Numbers.
Exactly.
So they're not checking these numbers and they say, well, it's just a day or two. I'll get back on track and I feel fine. Plus, I'm happy. Okay. So this is the case according to the cardiologist and the
orthodontist.
It's a problem. And they have come to give us a range of do's and don'ts, tips, and also the case, really, that they are putting forward. Why is this changing? We've mentioned sweets. We've mentioned alcohol. We've mentioned sugar. We've mentioned busted routines. Please, WhatsApp me if you're guilty as charged, right? I know these days Ghana is fond of injunctions and court processes and all that, but these guys came with a case, right? And the case may very well affect your heart or your oral hygiene or both. Okay. Normally I have a pharmacist alongside, which makes it a trisonomy of trouble, right? But this is serious stuff. WhatsApp is 055-1111-997. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Hey, what's happening in that gated premise you call your mouth over this period? What's happening in that? Well, it's also a gated premise, eh? What's the covering of the heart? Is it pericardium?
Pericardium.
Okay, yeah. Gated premise you call your heart. It has chambers, and hall. Chamber and hall. But you could be doing things that may injure these spaces we are talking about. Share with us. Be honest, okay? I'm sure Father Christmas cry, if we check his oral hygiene, Okay, so let's come back to the mouth. I like calling it a gated premise. So this is a busy period.
Yeah, very, very busy. The business is also with all of the corporates and insurances running out at the end of the year. So there's a use it or lose it, you know, phenomenon that happens in dentistry, where towards the end of November and December, everybody's trying to get in.
Okay.
But really,
which means that they have some cover, right, for their dental care.
Yes.
And they've been, you know,
they've had the whole year, they've been walking around doing nothing, and then they wake up first of December and they realize that they've got 30 days.
Otherwise, they've lost it.
Otherwise, they've lost
it. So, what did you say again? Use it
or lose it.
All right.
So, we have the phenomenon where now everybody wants to get in to use their benefits before the 31st of December. But if we go back to oral health for December to remember, one of the number one tip which we mentioned is routine. So, we need you to still be doing brushing 2 minutes twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste.
Especially if you're going to be kissing under the mistletoe.
Especially if you are going to be engaging in activities.
Oral athletics.
Yes. And what we like to say is that you really, especially at this time of the year, you need to link it to something that you are guaranteed to do. Or even in the days of mobile phones now, set 2 alarms.
Okay.
But one of the really useful tips.
So what you're saying is benchmark the activity to something.
Yes.
It will help you remember.
It will help you remember. Okay. So, for example, ladies, if you are used to dressing up at night to go out and putting on lipstick, then always remember lips equals brushing. And so make sure that pick up your lipstick,
ladies,
you're like, let us stop. Let us get that 2 minutes of brushing in. We know that we prefer it usually at the end of the night, but we are saying that you may be busy then, so at least get it in. We don't care when. We still want the 2 minutes twice a day.
Okay.
For this short period of time, we'll compromise with you and have it any time of the day,
right,
the 2 minutes twice a day with a fluoride toothpaste.
So you're doing that properly.
Yes.
Not just doing it because Novishi says so.
And also not a shushu brush. So a shushu brush, which I call it, is that if people are not conscious of timing 2 minutes, mm-hmm. most people brush for exactly 46 to 49 seconds. Wow. So less than half. So let us get conscious about what 2 minutes, how long 2 minutes is,
okay.
and make sure that we're doing the 2 minutes twice a day.
Wow. Okay, oh, Chale, you see. So you're doing the wrong thing, and you're not doing even the wrong thing. You're not doing it long enough.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, right. So this would at least guarantee that your routine is intact.
Yes.
Right? To the best purposes possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're doing that, can you now binge on the cakes and the I mean, are you saying that if I do this, I can indulge, as Doc Tobo said?
I think that if you do this, you are going to at least reduce or minimize your risk by at least 40 to 50%.
Okay.
And we will talk about how to indulge appropriately and conservatively over the period.
Appropriately doesn't go that way, though. Indulge appropriately. Okay. Yeah. Guys, you can tell me 055-1111-997. This is serious stuff, man. I've read that we're not drinking enough water or hydrating during this period and many other things. All these things will come up. Huh? Some of the stuff too are sticky and gooey but nice. So they will stick around in that gated premise you call your mouth for longer. So you need to clear it. Otherwise, it will be staying there doing the damage we learned about over the year. Let me swing to the heart. Doc, what kind of harm will we be guilty of during this period that will injure the heart or will compromise heart health? You mentioned lack of exercise, for example.
Yeah, and
but when I go partying, I exercise. Try for me. I go and dance. It's a party.
Well, when you attend a typical party, those who dance, you can tell the population.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't most of the
We are
people.
Not a lot, me and you.
The rest just, you know, shift around in their seats.
They're not even dancing properly.
Exactly. They're not really dancing.
They're there for the food.
They're just nodding to the rhythm.
They're
and
there
enjoying
for the
melody, exactly. And they're waiting for the food to you know, flow.
So you should be engaging in some meaningful physical activity
yes.
that exercises the cardio organs.
Exactly. It must force your heart to want to supply more blood to the muscles to meet your level of activity.
Right.
And 30 minutes a day is what is advised.
Proper exercise. Not Zoblazo 100%.
Even Zoblazo is a fast-paced kind of music. So if you really follow the tempo, you find yourself really exercising.
So you must be exercising yourself.
Oh, yes, you must be.
Okay. Are these concerns for people you know or are known to be hypertensive or have heart conditions, or these are general rules for everybody?
Well, these are general rules. You know, it's a lifestyle modification thing that everybody, and much more importantly, those with heart disease, need to put into their routine.
Okay.
You know, so if you do not think that you have a heart problem, you know, and so you kind of like what's the word,
mess around
with your physical activity, then what you're doing is literally increasing your risk of falling to the category that will end up with the heart problems down the road.
Okay.
So you don't want to do that in the first place.
Okay.
So once you develop the practice or the habit of exercising regularly, you reduce your risk of developing
exercise regularly, whether you're with Santa or his I don't know. Get it done. I haven't heard you mention yet the numbers.
Oh, the numbers.
Are people more likely to forget to check their BP and stuff like that during this period?
It's a period that people tend to want to indulge more, and the tendency to, you know, become less disciplined with those higher, you know.
Okay.
So the encouragement is for everybody to always be aware of their numbers, whether they are in a festive season or out of season.
Whether
so
in Accra,
if you have the machine, you check your numbers regularly for the hypertensives. And then for the diabetics also, it's even much more imperative, especially since we're talking about oral health now. Whatever goes through the mouth will affect your numbers if you're a diabetic patient.
Okay. Right.
Those are also important.
So be mindful of these things. Charlie, my dogs are sounding like the special prosecutor here. And they've got a case. They are pushing it. And very soon, we shall speak to Interpol. It doesn't matter where you travel to during this period. There are hazards that we want to make you aware of. And we want to draw you closer to your health providers during this period. Are you guys available during this? I mean, don't you also go and freak out small? Come on, confess. Are you going to be on duty, Doc Novishi, Doc Tobo? I mean, if I need a cardiologist during this period or a dentist of any sort, what's the protocol for you guys?
Well, we still go to work, you know, but it's a festive season, so we also must have fun. So if you're going to like eat into my festive time,
right,
in order to seek my services, you need to compensate me adequately.
Hey,
for
Ben,
it.
Hey, Benjamin.
Yes.
I keep on using your brother's name. Benjamin.
Yes.
Yeah, Eriseu, you are changing.
Oh, I'm not.
So it compensates you, but you are available.
Oh, yes.
Highly transactional, folks. But I know it's tongue in cheek, right? But if you have a regular contact with a physician or a practitioner, right, suitably qualified, I guess what I'm hearing you both say is maintain that contact over the period.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
So I think definitely maintain. Platinum Dental, we remain open other than Christmas Day and Boxing Day and New Year's, but we are available around the clock, 24/7. We have an emergency number. I think that at this time of the year, it's really, really important that people know our emergency number. Really easy to remember. It's 055-000-1205. So that's 055-000-1205. And that is manned after hours throughout the whole night. So we are available, especially for trauma cases, those with raging toothache, swelling, etc., to give advice and to get you through until we can see
you. I'm looking at you rattle this number and I'm wondering, Abba emergency, what known did you go and eat? And what did you do? You tried opening a bottle or a can with your teeth? What do people get up to?
Exactly. So that is a really, really popular one. People opening bottles with their teeth. But the other thing, for example, is children around swimming pools running around. It's very, very interesting. It makes me very, very nervous when you see children, you know, you go to a hotel and you watch these children running around and you're just waiting for it to happen. And when it comes to dental trauma, we know for sure that the sooner you can get treated, the better in terms of the long term.
Okay.
But you also have things of nightclubs. Let us be upfront and say that Ghana is now a destination for Dirty December.
Why won't you say all night service? What kind of nightclub? Who do you think you are talking to here? We are very, very upright people.
I see.
Me and my listeners. Night what?
So a lot of nightclubs, okay. A lot of trauma fights, etc. So that's why the emergency number becomes crucial.
Okay. Don't lose the fight, and if you even lose, keep your teeth. But if you lose your teeth, Novishi is there. Yes. Platinum is there. I guess other dentists are there. Serious Business on Ultimate Health. We're looking at do's and don'ts for Xmas, for a healthy heart and mouth, for a December to remember. Okay? Don't remember December, because that is where I got that missing tooth. I know they do stuff. You do stuff on missing teeth as well. Yeah?
Yes.
But yeah, that's what... Look, when you look at this picture, it was Xmas 2023. Some small fight at that club. I shouldn't even have mind. In fact, my girlfriend said I should keep quiet. And I lost my tooth.
Okay. Yes.
But you can confess yourself. 055-1111-997. Should I activate the phone line? No, let's bite. Let's chew a bit more on this heart and mouth business, okay?
So he was talking about numbers.
Yeah.
And just so that you realize that we do want you to indulge, but responsibly,
Don't tell me you're going to count calories or sugar.
We are going to count sugar.
Oh, mama.
We are going to count sugar.
I see some sugars,
but
yeah.
We have, so the tip number two for oral health for December to remember is that duration is worse than quantity.
Say it again.
Duration is worse than quantity.
Okay.
So if you are going to have all of the sugars and all of the snacks, we want you to have it within 1 hour. What we don't want is you take a sip of whatever soda, what we call swish and cap, then you go and play video games for an hour, and then you come back and you take another sip. So if you're going to have the soda, sit and have it within 30 to 40 minutes. Parents, open all the goodies. They have to be allowed to have goodies. Open all of the goodies. Let them have what they want. After 1 hour, time them. Take all of the goodies away. Bonus points if you can get them to drink some water after that. So what we did yesterday, just for fun, is that we came up with about six things that Ghanaians like to consume over the Christmas period, and we looked at the sugar that was actually in them.
Right.
So number one on the hit list, which was really interesting, is, I can't mention brands, but there's a chocolate, a round chocolate.
Pebbles.
Oh, okay.
Pebbles.
You can't. Okay, I thought
pebbles.
You could have mentioned.
Ow. So
we call them pebbles.
We are local breeds.
So
pebbles.
We basically looked at a handful and decided that most people would eat about 6 to 8.
All right.
And the amount of sugar in 6 to 8 pebbles is actually 9 cubes of sugar.
Go away.
So literally every round pebble has a cube of sugar in it.
Wow.
So that was really, really surprising.
That is the pink sheet for pebbles alone.
Yes.
And this is not somebody who's taking pebbles and other things. This is just pebbles alone.
9
cubes of sugar.
Yes.
In your mouth.
Yes. And then we looked at a certain cake that usually has a red and green things in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at what most people would eat as a serving.
Mm-hmm.
And that is coming out as 12 cubes of sugar.
Oh.
So a standard cake that we all
eat. Hang on. That's a slice, oh?
Yes.
And that is 12 cubes.
That has approximately 12 cubes of sugar. Yes.
Wow.
So when we start looking at these things and we go on to cookies, etc., and shortbread, we realize that the amount of sugar, even in shortbread, is ending up at about 5. But so what are we saying? We're saying that there's a lot of sugar in these things. And actually, there's a round biscuit that used to have icing in the old days. Are we allowed to say it? Piccadilly biscuits, etc.
Yeah.
Those are relatively low in sugar. Okay. So again, if you are going
to do necklaces with them.
Yes. So if you're going to be eating things like that, the Danish cookies were not bad in terms of sugar. Shortbread was not bad. But actually, things like pebbles and cakes had a lot of sugar in them.
Okay. So is sugar the only culprit? I mean, we're taking in all sorts of things, right? Sugar, you just done the quantification of that. And you said duration, and then what?
So duration is worse than quantity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want that quantity in a shortened duration.
Yes.
So if you're spreading your indulgence over time, you're doing more harm.
You're doing significantly more harm.
But
you're literally trebling the harm.
What if I tell you, well, I've swallowed it, it's in my stomach, my teeth are fine.
Okay, you swallowed it, it's in your stomach, but it's going to take approximately 2 hours for the saliva to neutralize. And this is the big thing. We need to remember that every time anything goes in our mouths, especially sugar, it creates acid. And it takes up to 2 hours for that to neutralize.
Okay.
So that leads us to our tip number three, which is that water and sugar-free gum are your friends over the festive period. So
at this rate, I need a whole backpack to go for a pass. I need all these things.
Hello. You just water, sugar-free gum, and a mini toothbrush kit. Okay. That's all you need.
No, Vishy, calm down. You are not the culprit. It's sugar. You calm down. Now, tell me this. Acidity.
Yes.
Saliva. Right? Break that down for my listeners and tell us what it breaks down in the oral cavity.
Okay. So the oral cavity already has germs and microbes. Then you add the sugar. Sugar plus germs plus time equals acid. So what's going to happen is that the acid is going to sit there and start really drilling or making cavities in your mouth.
Okay.
So what we want to do is that we want to reverse that as much as possible.
Okay.
Water
you
irrigates.
Want to reverse the acidity.
Yes.
Okay.
So water irrigates and gets you back to it being normal and neutral. So water is really good. And if you don't have water, then you need to stimulate saliva. So sugar-free gum is really good at stimulating saliva, which will then come and really have the same effect as washing.
Okay.
So just imagine a jet wash, you know, that you use for your car. That's what the water is doing. And the sugar-free gum is allowing the saliva to also do the same thing.
Okay. I suspect at some point you give us a toolkit that we should have in our pockets.
Yes.
And I almost want to ask, you know, how would I know if somebody's saliva is acidic? But you hold on to that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go around kissing people, but it brings things to mind. All right. Okay, I got some stuff on my WhatsApp. Let me see now. Bless Sunday, my brother Norte by nature. Okay, who is this sibling? I don't know. And your present medical guests who are really blessing us good health with good health information for the Xmas festivities ahead. With regards to dental health, I would like to share my personal experience with you and your listeners. For the past 5 years or so, I have never experienced toothache, which I used to in the past. The secret is brushing with our own Pepsodent, okay? And then putting some of the pest at the affected teeth, or is it the Pepsodent at the affected teeth and holes, and keep it in there for a few minutes before finally washing my mouth. Everyone experiencing toothache should try this for a toothacheless, of course, that word is a Scrabble word, toothacheless Christmas. Charlie, Pepsodent should really sort me out for doing this promo for them, but we don't have evidence. We have to test you in a lab. Prosper from Dakuman shares this and says, good health with Norte by nature. So he's saying, keep the fluoride toothpaste in your mouth for a while and place it where those holes are. He's not, he doesn't seem to have a problem with the holes, but he's painting them with paste and he recommends a particular paste. Any comments, Novishi?
Yes, Pepsodent and actually a lot of the toothpaste that are recognized by Ghana Dental Association are really good. Has more fluoride in it than imported toothpaste. The amount of fluoride is about 1,400 parts per million. But yes, we keep saying it on this program, spit, don't rinse.
We had a fight over that, right?
Yes, we have a habit of brushing our teeth and then rinsing everything
out.
No. We want you to spit out the toothpaste. Don't rinse. The toothpaste is good for you. We want it around the teeth. Okay? So what he's doing is he's not rinsing. Or even if he's rinsing, he's going back and applying the toothpaste like cream so that the toothpaste is staying in contact.
How many tubes does he use in a week?
I wonder.
Prosper and Nansuman, thank you. We salute you. You have endorsement from my guest from Platinum Dental. So, spit, don't rinse. We like to wash our mouths out and then all the debris and things we cleared out with the toothbrush will go. You are saying I should keep all that waste management stuff in my mouth?
I feel like it's such a cultural thing that I would say let us meet ourselves halfway,
okay.
Rinse out, and then put a tiny amount of toothpaste back in your mouth.
All right, that has been settled out of court, okay? It has been settled. Good afternoon, Norte. How are you and your invited guests? Thank you for the education once again. Please, there is something normally happens to me, and I want to ask your dentist whether I can get the cause of it. I stop brushing for a number of days and begin after the first one that I did, there is blood in the foam that I pour out, even though I did not use strength to brush. Please, what may be the cause? So bleeding during brushing. Gums. Hey, Ford in Bato.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's the gum or bleeding gums.
Yes, 100% correct. And he gave us the history. If you don't brush your teeth, you end up with plaque. Plaque is food plus bacteria. Around the gums and anything in your body feels as though it's being attacked.
Okay.
So your body sends a lot of blood there with white cells to try and fight.
Okay.
So when you start brushing, you will bleed. If you don't like the sight of blood, please close your eyes, continue brushing. But even before you do that, you need to go and see a dentist for them to do a professional clean.
Right.
And then you need to do the maintenance.
So we are professional cleaners. How long should we clean before we come to you for a professional?
I think that you should get, I really promote this. There's no point going for a professional clean if you're not going to do the maintenance. We give you a boost, and then the rest of the work needs to be done by you.
Okay.
2 minutes twice a day, just 4 minutes of your life every day.
Okay.
Otherwise, within 10 to 12 days, every benefit from the professional clean has been lost.
Okay. All my questions are coming on dental stuff. I need to adjourn the dental because it's not too friendly. Eh? I go to the heart part and see. But this one says, please, is there any remedy for persistent swollen gums that refused to go? Kwame in Dansoman.
We really need to look at the cause. It could be cardiologist's fault. There are some people who react to things like nifedipine. And it causes a lot of swelling of their gums. So we need to do everything. So
that's
antihypertensive. Yes. Mm. So we need to look at medications that you are actually on.
Okay.
We need to look at hygiene and how you are brushing around the gums. And we need to even look at whether it's what we call iatrogenic.
Okay.
So is it a filling that you have had that was not perhaps done as well or that has chipped that is causing the actual swelling of the gums?
Okay.
So do take our number and come in for a consultation.
Okay.
So that we can really look at what may be causing
great stuff
that.
40 minutes past the hour of two and we're still in the mouth, but I'm crossing over and you see Novishi saw me crossing over to Benjamin and she suddenly, you know, links up with the medication and it causes this, so she's there some boss. You are the cardiologist. So the medications we take, she's insisting and prosecuting a case which says that some of them can also compromise oral hygiene or have some impact that we should know about.
Yes, that's true. Like the nifedipine that she mentioned,
okay.
It causes the gums to swell.
Benjamin's mic is a bit low. Yeah?
It causes the gums to swell.
Right, great.
You know, and personally, I don't like prescribing it for my clients with hypertension because there are other alternatives that are there.
Is it restricted to this particular
It's not
brand?
Necessarily.
Not necessarily, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It has other things that it does, which causes a lot of reflex upshoot of the blood pressure because of the way the body handles its levels in the blood.
Okay.
So if the formulation of that drug is not the type that is designed to be released slowly in
the solution
blood
becomes
for
a problem.
A long period. Yeah, so I dump it, you know, much more readily than the others.
In the says in a scenario where you have the options, you choose an alternative.
Oh yes.
Okay, all right. So that people don't get the wrong message, right? You choose an alternative.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about missed doses and irregular, if I can call it that, but non-compliance with medications over the period. I'm supposed to be on all that, okay? Already on a regular basis, I'm non-compliant. You're suggesting that this will worsen during a vacation period where routines go haywire, etc.
Yes, because once you don't comply with your medications, you are putting yourself at risk of your blood pressure shooting up again.
Okay.
You know, and that comes with its attendant risks of developing either heart failure or having a heart attack or developing a stroke.
Okay.
Or even having erectile, dysfunction. You know, which is a serious thing.
Well, yeah, saying you know, as if I should know. Erectile dysfunction, well, your erection is blood, right?
Exactly.
Pumping into the organ.
Exactly.
And so if you...
And it must pass through a conduit.
Yes.
And if that conduit is being messed up by the high blood pressure, then that blood will not be delivered adequately to, you know...
And even when it's delivered, it won't stay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And your Christmas will be messed up pretty bad.
Just because your twin brother is a urologist, you are going there. All right. Okay. You're hearing it on Joy 99.7.
You come and continue.
You come and continue. You people and your tag team, the Tobo brothers. Yeah. 14:43 is the time on Joy 99.7 FM. My name is still Norte by Nature, Dr. Novishi Akutu, Platinum Dental, Dr. Wing Commander, Dr. Benjamin Tobo, I'll take my time because the Bernard will come. He's a physician specialist and he's a cardiology fellow in training. And what's the other part? The medical something, aviation medicine?
Yeah, aeromedical examiner.
Aeromedical examiner, yeah. I've seen him in uniform. He looks good. He looks good. I've always had a thing for uniform, man, but I never got in. Okay. Right, so this is serious stuff. And I am afraid to think or even consider the combination where you've messed up your heart health, you're messing up your oral health, and other things which I'll bring other combinations of resource persons to discuss, diabetes and all the other things are also in there. That ain't a December you want to remember, right? That is what we're talking about with my guests in the studio. How to maintain your heart health, your oral hygiene, so that you have a December to remember for all the positive reasons, okay? That's what we're talking about. Yes.
So I know your listeners are very good people, but I wonder whether we could touch on how to consume alcohol during Dirty December in terms of your oral hygiene and your oral health.
Dirty December is somebody's brand new.
Oh, really?
So during Xmas.
Okay, during...
they were consuming before December. I know them. But we get your point. Yeah, go ahead. So, responsible alcohol use.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in charge of responsible alcohol use. I just want to touch on the alcoholic beverages that you should be considering in terms of your oral health.
Okay.
So... in first place are all of the liquors rather than liqueur. Liquors plus added sugar equals liqueur, more or less. So the liquors such as brandy, whiskey, gin, etc., those are extremely low when it comes to sugar, almost zero. Mm-hmm. And if they're being had with diet soft drinks, etc., that keeps them at zero. So those are pretty good. Wines are...
I thought zero was not taking them at all. So you're saying, well, it's kind of okay if you must.
Yes.
These ones are better than others.
In terms of your oral health.
You sound very, very well versed in the spirits and stuff. Okay. As a dentist. Okay.
Wines, white wines in particular, are very, very good, followed by red wines. Then I do think that for this time of the year, we need to touch on the mocktails and the cocktails. So when we are naming these, what we are saying is, irrespective of whether they have alcohol or not, if you look at the four most popular cocktails or mocktails, then in terms of oral health, number one is going to be Cosmopolitan. Hey. So that literally only has 2 cubes of sugar in it.
Okay.
And then my preferred cocktail of choice, it will be Mojito Mai Tai. By the time you are consuming Pina Colada, you are actually consuming around 20 cubes of sugar.
Okay.
So by the time you get to the Pina Coladas, we should just be putting the sugar into your mouth.
You're really going to very nice parties. Eh? Me, the parties I go to, Pina wine.
So again, what we are saying is that think about the sugar. Think about the time you're having it.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you're going out, you could start with the more sugary things like your cocktails. And then towards the end of the night, taper to your less sugary things. But again, the same message. You get double points or even treble points for remembering to drink water after.
Okay.
That will help both with the alcohol as well as the sugar that is in there.
I will still say stay alive. If you drink, don't drive. You know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. These are to do with your oral hygiene for a December to remember. Okay. Wow. This makes it a very deliberate December, because this is not unskilled labor. You must know what you're doing during this period, Doc Tobo and Doc Akutu. You must know what you're doing. You can't just say, it's a party, I'm going. Whatever will be, will be. What can come, can come.
Mm.
It sounds very deliberate. and very biased towards your health and well-being. So don't have a holiday and then after it suffer, right? But have a sensible holiday and make sure you're ready for the new year. So it's not just the December you want to remember, right? Your crossing over should be on your own 2 feet. Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. But what are some of the major complications? I know, you know, strokes and things, but Dr. Bo, what are we risking? Okay, I missed a dose or two. I didn't exercise too much. I was a bit dehydrated, as you know. I don't know whether you share the concern about hydration on the cardio side.
Hydration is very, very important.
Oh, okay.
Extremely important.
You guys are twins.
A lot of the bodily functions, you know, happen within a watery environment.
Okay.
And the more water there is, the easier it is for these physiological...
So why didn't you give her a knock when she was giving us all the breakdowns of the drinks and all that, and just say water?
Well, drinks more or less are like concentrated forms of water.
Okay.
You know, but we are talking about hydrating with water itself.
Okay. As actual water.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, separate from having fluids in your mouth, you know, that you're taking.
Right.
And it's very important. Because
for your
then,
cardio health.
Exactly.
All right.
And if you skip, or because of one bad practice or another, you skip your medications, or you forget to take them along, and you don't make any effort to even track your blood pressure in order to take the necessary immediate action, should you notice that your BPs are should, because should you even go somewhere else missing your medications, there are pharmacies in those destinations. So if at least you're tracking your blood pressure, you will know that your pressure is now heading towards danger territory, and you can head to the nearest health facility or pharmacy to procure them, because most of those medications are not prohibited medications.
Okay.
So the pharmacists there are reasonable people who know in...
But essentially, you're better off preventing
exactly.
any emergency of the
yes,
sort during
exactly.
the period. Okay.
Exactly.
Somebody's asking, good afternoon, Jifa from Dodwa says, please, I want to know why drooling still occurs at night after brushing. Drooling at night after brushing.
It depends on the age group. Kids up to the age of 6 or 7 usually sleep with their mouth open. And there's quite a lot of drooling that actually occurs during that period of time. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, you find that droolers very, very rarely have cavities because they have the excess, you know, saliva, which is ongoing. Mm. And then you find this at the other extreme, the elderly. And that's just because they've lost the tone in their lip muscle. And the lips are almost like a dam that keeps saliva in the mouth. Mm. So as the lips become flaccid with age, you find that drooling again occurs in the elderly.
Okay. Right. This one says, does the 1 hour internal apply to taking alcohol? The thing you said about the sugars and keeping the duration, all right? About not spitting out the paste. I try to, however, when it happens constantly, I start to get uncomfortable in the mouth and on the tongue, a burning sensation specifically. And 3, is the paste to be left after brushing morning and at night as well?
Okay, so I'll take the first question is, yes, your mouth does not differentiate where the sugar is coming from. So whether alcohol, whether fruit juice, etc., is still interpreting it as sugar.
Okay.
Number 2, please be, in terms of the burning and the sensation, be careful if you are using mouthwashes, especially those that have alcohol in them.
Right.
Those can dehydrate your mouth and cause that. And then the third one was about...
Let me see. The third one was... something about, where is it? Good. Let me see. There were 3 points. Oh, I've lost it now. I'll get it back for you.
Okay.
All right. So, the alcohol-based mouthwashes will dehydrate. They'll dry your mouth.
Yes. And so you find that...
So why do they put the alcohol in there?
I don't know.
What's the purpose?
They put it in because it has that tingling feeling.
Okay.
And so most people enjoy the sensation.
So it's cosmetic.
Of it's not cosmetic. It's an actual sensation thing,
okay.
In that you feel as though there's something happening. So then you are more likely to obviously use it more and have that as your preferred mouthwash.
Okay.
But dentists do not like alcohol-based mouthwashes.
Okay.
So you find that the ones that are recommended by dentists usually do not have alcohol in them.
Okay.
They dry your mouth and therefore accentuate bad breath,
Your mouth should
hygiene,
not be dry.
Everything, yes.
But you should not be drooling.
Yes.
Okay.
We are fussy.
All right, get a plumber. All right. Is the paste to be left both after morning and afternoon brushing?
Yes, we would prefer
evening, sorry.
We would prefer morning and evening, but if you're going to do one, then 100% the nighttime.
Okay, I saw something about, what about club beer, sweetie? Who is this? No, what about club beer? Okay, the person is called Sweetie. All right, I was worried there. What about club beer? Is there sugar in it?
There's definitely some sugar, but it's relatively low compared to cocktails and sodas.
Okay, safe answer. The person she's talking about drooling after brushing at night is 38 years old. Does that change anything?
Yes, there should not be excessive drooling at that age range.
Okay. Djordje Findodo, I'm trying to remember your age. I do remember you. You dog me. Okay. Hi. This one says, is it good taking soft drinks that contain sugar after sex, since one loses more energy after sex? So are you looking for energy or looking for sugar? Kwabena in Sukura wants to know. After sex. Soft drink.
He wants to replenish.
I think that energy can be replenished by either soft drinks or sports drinks, etc. However,
what about rest?
If you're going to do that, please drink some water before you continue.
All right, Platinum Dental, you're heading for trouble. This one is now asking about brands. Is Origin okay? It has all these fruit peels with orange peels and so many and some herbs. And the alcohol is about 5%. How much alcohol by percentage is okay? I mean, some wines touted as healthy have about 12% alcohol. Selassie Njowoli, wants to know.
Yes, so shandies, etc., are usually 5%. And most wines are between 12 and 14%.
Mm-hmm.
And your liquors are obviously around the 40%.
Okay.
So alcohol is alcohol. But obviously, the less amount of alcohol, the better.
Okay.
But we need to be careful because a lot of these alcopops are really aimed at the younger population.
Mm.
And so they're encouraging drinking at a younger age. But from an oral health for December to remember point of view, they also contain more sugar. So, yes, the named brand, Origin, etc., would have more sugar in them because they are more like a shandy base compared to more regular beer.
Okay. Folks, I can see you guys marching to Platinum with your wine glasses and stuff and asking, what are they serving today? What is the recommended brew? That's not the point. We're doing oral health. For December to remember, okay? I know you guys are going to meet Novishi somewhere and say, Chale, what's the recommended brew? But this is for your oral hygiene during the period. Dr. Boso, coming to you again, okay, we talked medication, we talked about, what do I do when I miss a dose of, let's say, antihypertensives or any cardio-related medication?
You take it at the next appropriate dosing time. You know, because the
you
thing
continue.
About... Yes, you just continue when it is due the next time. Because developing hypertension is not an overnight thing.
Mm.
You know, the changes that it even causes to the heart, you know, they take about 2 years to occur. And you don't want, you know, those changes to start. So as soon as you skip your dose and you remember at the next appropriate dosing time, you just take it.
Just take it. Okay. Dijo Ndodwa is joining me. She says, I promised her some feedback. I haven't given it. Oh, Dijo, darling, sweetheart. You know, sometimes some of these things slip, right? I know we've had an exchange in the past, and I thought I did quite well. Eh? You won a couple of things and so on. And then there's a gentleman in Winneba. I think it's Augustine. Last week, with relation to some... diabetic complications. I've sent a message to the number I have saved. Okay. I will check. Okay. Last week he felt we hadn't responded. Many of these are my own personal reach outs. Okay. So I try to make sure I have the resource persons in alignment before I try to reach out. Okay. Right. So Jijo, we shall talk. We shall talk. Okay. Yeah. We're out of time. December to remember. Novishi, what do you want to leave us with? Quick takeaways.
Our quick takeaway is that number four would have been, if possible, carry a mini oral health kit.
Okay.
We should just have a toothbrush, toothpaste, and a flosset. And actually, to promote this, anybody calling and booking with Platinum Dental for a professional clean and mentioning the phrase oral health for December to remember will be given a mini oral health kit that we want you to carry around with you over this festive season. We are opened, so if you need our attention, especially with trauma or anything untoward, please do reach out.
Okay, you gave an emergency number. I didn't. 75500.
Yes, yeah. So the emergency number is 055 000.